Blog Talk Radio.
Choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, it's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Oh, I want out of social bondage. Knowing my condition, oh, is the reason I'm a change. See, what you see is what you get. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth, and your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box, psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I'm a child. I just accepted what you say. Keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke. Oh, you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life in sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory. Just get out. Oh, these traditions are a lie. Just get out. Superstition killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I'm a dying. Just get out. Just get out. Just get out.
Get afternoon, it's your girl, Ms. J. I know what y'all think. What time is it? It is 12 noon, a little after 12 on 12-12-12. This is a special experience, a special show on today. I'm your host, Ms. J. Y'all used to having me, Ms. J, in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Today, we are busting loose, starting lineup with Lecrae, featuring Molly Music, Tell the World. I'ma tell it everywhere I go, followed by Lauryn Hill, I Get Out. That was her unplugged special some years back, and it still stands true today. Who created the system? Who created the rules? Y'all sitting here locked up in this and that. Y'all went out and bought all the toilet tissue you could find. You bought bottled water, candles, flashlights, all that crazy stuff, sitting there waiting, didn't get no sleep. 12 noon came, you left work early to go be with your kids, took your kids out of school, sat with your husband, you're praying. You ain't prayed this much in the whole year. You done prayed in the last couple of days thinking the world is going to end. Well, we here, and ain't nothing happened yet but another awesome and glorious day, another day to OD on positivity, and that's what I'm going to do with you this afternoon. We have a special extended show today, and I am not letting up. I am going to give you guys the tools, the formulas, what you need to OD on positivity, break out, break free, break loose, and break through to get to the next level in your life. It's your girl, Miss Day. We're going to get right back into some great music. But before we do that, we have some special announcements for today. So make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you also log on to the website, www.MizJProductions.com. There you can get all the updates you need. We're doing some updates on the site, some good little special things going on, so make sure you stay locked. Follow me on Twitter. Make sure you become my friend on Facebook. You can get all the information you need about everything that's going on. But on today, we're about to stand. I'm going to play some music that's going to push you, probe you to think. Think about it. Y'all know y'all was believing it. Y'all didn't post nothing on Facebook. Y'all didn't say nothing on Twitter. But y'all was believing today was the last day of the world. And some of y'all thinking, no, it ain't 12-12-12. It's 12-21 because the Mayans 20 million something years ago. Did y'all just think maybe they was tired and they couldn't think what was going to happen? They just stopped. They just didn't finish the calendar. Y'all done interpolated that and now the whole world going in. Didn't they say that about the new millennium? In 2000, all of everything, because the poles and the atmosphere and computers couldn't compute 00, so now everything going to stop. You went, took all your money out your checking account, the $54 you had in there. You took 37 cents out your savings account. You sat there and sat on all the Charmin and Angel Soft tissues you could have, and y'all was sitting there, countdown, and everybody scared, watching the ball drop, thinking everything was going to blow up because the computer was going to reverse. And here we are, 12 years later, going into 2013, and y'all still believing the same mess. Think to yourself, why are we believing this hype? What is it about today's society that gets us riled up? Those of us who sit here and we call ourselves Christians and standing strong in our faith, y'all know somewhere back in your mind you was thinking it just might happen. You never know when it's going to be, trying to add scripture to this mess. I'm telling y'all, y'all know I'm on it today. I'm not going to let go. I know y'all been missing me for a while, so I'm going to give y'all a little insight, let you know what's been going on with Miss J right here on blogtalkradio.com, Ms. J in the morning. Those of you who are new to the show, just tuning in today, you guys can catch me once again Mondays through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And because of all of my supporters, I am now featured on iartistradio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, we're going to get right back into some music, but here's a spoken word break, the gospel. I'll be right back after this. It's your girl, Miss J, Midday with Miss J on 12-12-12, a millennium experience. Keep it locked right here. We have a special extended show, and I'll be back right after this.
It's the full story of life crushed into 4 minutes. The entirety of humanity in the palm of your hand, crushed into one sentence. Listen, it's intense, right? God, our sins, paying everyone life. The greatest story ever told that's hardly ever told, God. Yes, God, the maker and giver of life. And by life, I mean any and all manner and substance. Seen and unseen, what can and can't be touched, thoughts, image, emotions, love, atoms, and oceans, God. All of it is handiwork, one of which is masterpiece, made so uniquely that angels look curiously. The one thing in creation that was made with his imagery, the concept so cold, it's the reason I stay bold, how God breathed in a man and he became a living soul. Formed with the intent of being infinitely, intimately fond. Creator and creation held in eternal bond. And it was placed in perfect paradise till something went wrong. A species got deceived and started lusting for his job. An odd list of complaints, as if the system ain't working. And used that same breath he graciously gave us to curse him. And that sin seed spread through our soul's genome. And by nature of your nature, your species, you participated in the mutiny, our, yes, our sin. It's nature inherited. Black in the human heart, it was over before it started. Deceived from day one and led away by our own lust. There's not a religion in the world that doesn't agree that something's wrong with us. The question is, what is it? And how do we fix it? Are we eternally separated from a God that may or may not have existed? But that's another subject. Let's keep grinding. Besides, trying to prove God is like defending a lion, homie. It don't need your help. Just unlock the cage. Let's move on how our debt can be paid. Short and sweet. The problem is sin. Yes, sin. It's a cancer, an asthma, choking out our life force, forcing separation from a perfect and holy God. And the only way to get back is to get back to perfection. But silly us, trying to pass the course of life without referring to a syllabus. This is us. Keep up your good deeds. Chant, pray, meditate. But all of that, of course, is spraying cologne on a corpse. Or you could choose to ignore it as if something don't stink. It's like stepping in dog poop and refusing to wipe your shoe. But all of that ends with how good is good enough. Take your silly list of good deeds and line them up against perfection. Good luck. That's life past your pay grade. The cost of your soul, you ain't got a big enough piggy bank. But you could give it a shot. But I suggest you throw away the list. Because even your good acts are an extension of your selfishness. But here's where it gets interesting. I hope you're closely listening. Please don't get it twisted. It's what makes our faith unique. Here's what God says is part A of the gospel. You can't fix yourself. Quit trying. It's impossible. Sin brings death. Give God his breath back. You owe him. Eternally separated. And the only way to fix it is someone die in your place. And that someone gotta be perfect. Or the payment ain't permanent. So if and when you find a perfect person, get him or her to willingly trade their perfection for your sin and death in. Clearly, since the only one that can meet God's criteria is God, God sent himself as Jesus to pay the cost for us. His righteousness, his death, functions as payment. Yes, payment. Wrote a check with his life, but at the resurrection we all cheered because that means the check cleared. Pierced feet, pierced hands, blood-stained son of man, fullness, forgiveness, free passage into the promised land. That same breath that God breathed into us, God gave up to redeem us. And anyone and everyone, and by everyone I mean everyone, who puts their faith and trust in him, and him alone, can stand in full confidence of God's forgiveness. And here's what the promise is, that you are guaranteed full access to return to perfect unity by simply believing in Christ alone. You are receiving life. Yes, life.
Thank you.
Praise is always necessary. That's your boy Canton Jones right here. Special 12-12-12 at 12 noon on the West Coast. An experience unlike any other midday with your girl, Ms. J. I know y'all been missing me talking about what's up with Ms. J in the morning. Don't worry. Keep it locked right here on blogtalkradio.com, Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Right before that, we had a spoken word break, gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L, spread the good news. Look it up on YouTube, spoken word artist. Anybody that has some awesome music you want to share, help the world OD on positivity, make sure you email me, info@MsJProductions.com. Today is a special day. A lot of people out there were fooled to believe that it was the last day of the world. A lot of people are still believing that it ain't today. It's 12-21-12. Because the Mayans did a calendar, and what they had said, because the stars was going to align and the way the equator is and the axis from the North Pole and the South Pole, because science has said. And then when you tilt it, what's going to happen is everybody going to go crazy because we got electric pulses in our brain. Y'all believed all that mess, didn't you? Y'all sitting here looking on YouTube, you're reading Facebook posts, you're looking on MSNBC, Fox News, and all this crazy crap, believing it. And the place you did not turn to was your word. You didn't turn to the Bible, you didn't look, you didn't know, you didn't understand, or you didn't believe. Whatever it is, you're still here today, and you're still blessed, and you're still breathing. I had to vent a little bit on Facebook. Those of you who are my friends on Facebook, y'all know I had to go in for a little bit. But then I had to pull back and I had to think. And I said, you know, this could be a strategic move of God. God does special things or allows certain things to happen in order to wake certain people up. Some of y'all, house is messed up. Y'all ain't bought nothing, ain't did, and ain't spent time on your family. You've been working trying to get this extra bonus so y'all can get some extra stuff for yourself on Christmas. But it wasn't until this day was coming up or until 12-21 happened that you actually started thinking about spending more time with your family, doing better things for your life. It's not until the end of the year or the new year is coming or something happened in the millennium that you actually start thinking, well, what am I going to do for the next year? Making New Year's resolutions. Even though you don't keep them, it's not until the end of the year that you do start thinking about doing better and being who God has created you to be. And right here, Ms. J, in the morning, today a special edition, Midday with Ms. J, we are going to make sure that you not only OD on positivity, but change your perspective, change your mind, hold yourself accountable. Start doing things now. Don't wait until somebody tell you that all the numbers going to line up and the clocks and the poles and everything, we're going to go crazy and all the electricity about to stop, that you're going to start doing something. Don't wait until December 31st happens that you want to make a New Year's resolution and say, well, in the new year, I'm going to do something different. Start now. You're sitting here worrying about the Mayan calendar and calling yourself a Christian, a believer in Christ, a believer in God, but what about the Hebrew calendar? If you do your studies right, study to show yourself approved, the Hebrew calendar will tell you that the new year has already started. You're already in a new season. And what God is trying to tell all of you who are listening today, that what you're waiting for has already happened. What you're waiting for has already happened. You're looking for more money from your job. You haven't gotten the job because God has already given you the tools to bring wealth into your home. You're sitting here waiting for somebody to give you money. I need an investor. I need more money. And God has already provided everything that you needed. His word has never changed. His word does not lie. We done had 18 million people come through this world and tell us that they are God. Tell us, and now they did, they done told us that the world is going to end. We're still here today. And one thing that has never changed is God's word. When are we going to step up and stand on something that has never changed? God is not like man that he should lie. He ain't never lied. We done tried all way long enough, and it still ain't worked. I'm holding myself accountable right along with all of y'all, and I'm spreading it out into the world to let y'all know that on this day, in this moment, we ain't doing nothing the same. Forget 12-12-12, forget 12-21, forget January 1st, 2013. It's this moment right here, right now. It's time for you to take a stand and change your life for the better, and not just for you. We're going to break free out of this selfish mentality. It's not just for you and for your kids and for your husband and your loved ones right now, but when God makes a strategic move, and when he makes a plan in your life, he's looking at 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 generations out. The things you are going through are for your great, 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 great grandchildren. They might be multi-billionaires. Your great-grandchild, maybe even your child might be the next president of the United States, and you sitting here tripping because you didn't get the radio system you wanted on Black Friday. We not go. You know what? I'm gonna stop saying that. We're gonna continue to go there because I'm gonna push you. I'm gonna force you. If I gotta go through it, you're gonna go through it with me. The switchboard, the light, and people are calling in. I'm seeing area codes that I ain't never seen before. Where is 602? Where y'all at? I ain't never seen that area code before. 343. I've never seen a 343 area code. All these area codes that are calling in lets me know that the world is tuned in. The world is listening. And that's the message that God has for this day. Who are you listening to? Who are you believing? Do a self-check. What are you following? What are you engaging in? What type of conversation are you entertaining while you're on Facebook, while you're on Twitter? When you have that test come in, what's the first thought that comes to your mind? Well, I knew it wasn't going to happen. Well, then why did you expect it to happen? Why are you upset that God didn't do what you knew wasn't going to happen? Y'all know I ain't the only one that done said that. You're sitting here praying, Lord, please, because I need it. Oh, God, oh, y'all putting out on Facebook. Oh, something coming up. Y'all send y'all positive energy my way. Oh, I need your prayers. I do all this, and then it don't happen. Well, I knew it wasn't going to happen anyway. Well, what the heck? Well, then why did you sit here and waste all that time and waste your breath doing all this drama and you put yourself in that situation? Now you want God to bail you out, and because he don't bail you out when you want him to bail you out, now you're mad at him. And you're going to sit here, well, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm a Christian. I'm just going to say that I believe in a higher power because I don't want to offend. I ain't never seen a Muslim, a Buddhist, or anybody else, an ecumenicalist, to go. That is a religion, an ecumenicalist to go around and say, well, excuse me, I don't want to offend anybody. But it's not any other religion but us Christians that sit here and want to censor ourselves. We want to sit here and be ashamed and say, well, I don't want to say Jesus. I'm just going to say God. I don't want to pray over my food long. I'm just going to say amen. The Catholics don't mind. Nobody else minds. But what is it about us? And it's not just a religious thing. That's not what we're going to get into right here on this show today. We're going to get into a perspective thing. I'm pushing and probing you not just to OD on positivity and be positive about everything, because you can also be ignorant in your positivity. We're going to get wisdom. We're going to make sure that we have all that we're supposed to have and we have the answers. Today is an awesome day and a special day, and a lot of y'all wasted so much time in your life. You're turning around and you're 52 years old, and what do you have to show for it but debt and a headache and kids that can't even stand to deal with you because you're so bitter and angry and locked up in your situation? You're only 20 years old and you got so many kids and then slept with so many men and so many different women that you're confused about who you are. And one minute you want to be with women, the next minute you want to be with men, and now you just don't want to be with anybody. And you're thinking that this is what God has for you. You're thinking this is the life that God says you're supposed to have. The devil is a lie. And I'm going to tell it, I'm going to stand up, and we're going to get right back into some music because God is incredible. I want you to text everybody, tell them to call in today if you are serious about life, if you are serious about abundant life, if you are serious about stopping this foolishness and breaking free from this silly mess. Then you need to keep yourself locked right here. It's midday with your girl, Miss Day, a millennium experience. This show ain't going to be like any other. You ain't going to have it like this no other time, so you better get it while the getting is good. Let's get right back into some music. One of my favorite groups, 2103, the song is incredible. God is incredible.
So incredible. Song.
Here we go.
So incredible to me.
Get here, how do I stay, when it ends, what will you say, engulfed in the fire, submerged by the flood, I'm nestled in your love, that's so incredible.
Giant. to be better. Then you tap me on the shoulder and reminded me of favor. I'm wonderfully made, oh, and constantly amazed and rejoicing every day at your marvelous works. Oh,
nobody and down your spine. Working miracles, giving sight to the blind. Can't you feel the glory? I feel it all on me. I'm gonna make the winning shot like Corbin.
Hands up.
Holy Ghost power right here midday with your girl Ms. J. Right before that, one of my favorite groups, 2103, Incredible. God is so incredible, and it is incredible every time I am on the air with you, having an awesome day, having an awesome opportunity to force you, push you, probe you to OD on positivity. Today is 12-12-12. It only happens once in a millennium. This is an experience unlike any other. It's not just a slogan, something I wanted to say to grab your attention and get you to tune in, but I'm letting you guys know from here on out, things will never be the same, not just for me and the show. I'm talking about for you and for your life. There is so much, excuse me, going on in your life right now. Have you ever taken the time to ask yourself why? Have you ever taken the time to sit and ask God, why are the things that are going on in my life happening the way that they are? Why am I experiencing the things that I am experiencing at this point in my life, whether they are good or bad? Have you taken the time out to sit back and just ask why? People always say, don't question God, don't question God. Why not? God wants you to be intimate with him, have a relationship with him. When you're in a relationship with some people, you sit down, you talk to them, you have dinner, you're texting them every day, just thinking about you, just wanted to let you know. You can't wait to see them. You're away from them for 2 days, and it feel like it's been too much. You're all on Facebook, Facebook stalking their page. They Facebook stalking your page, looking at your tweets, who tweeted about you, trying to get your password or reach your direct messages and all that. God wants the same. He wants you to have an intimate relationship where you just can't get enough, but there's a block. There's something going on that's making us believe that that's wrong and that everything else is right. Everybody was watching reunion of the Basketball Wives, the L.A., and all this craziness going on, drama, beautiful women up there calling themselves different type of names, making sure that everybody understands where they come from, what they want to do, what they ain't going to do, and how they're going to do it. And nobody was talking about someone really special that did something awesome. Do y'all know who Brianna Bond is? Brianna Bond. I heard y'all say, who? Brianna Bond. Do you know who she is? Do you know what she did? She's a 9-year-old girl that weighed 182 pounds. 182 pounds before she turned 9 years old. Brianna Bond from Clovis, California, weighed, 186 pounds. 186 pounds. It's almost 200 pounds, and she ain't even in her teens yet. And do you know what she did? She lost 66 pounds. 66 pounds she lost. How did she lose it? No, she did not have surgery. She did not take any medications. She didn't get any samples from any pills. She stopped eating fast food all the time. She cut back on her fat. She went out and got to walking. She got her family involved, got her support system, and did it the natural way. It was international news that a 9-year-old took the principles that us adults struggle with and won. She lost 66 pounds and looks like a totally different person. She has shown up on talk shows. She's been on news stations. She's been on radio shows. And now she is one of the top leaders when it comes to the fight against childhood obesity and diabetes. She is an international phenomenon, and that is something to be in awe about. But what was everybody talking about? Drama. Everybody wanted to talk about drama. Some of y'all was talking about drama. It didn't have to be on the Housewives of L.A. Y'all was talking about your own drama in your life and didn't know that great things are happening around the world. The next generation, we do have a future. The world is not going to end. They want you to believe the world is going to end. The reason why they want you to believe the world is going to end because they want you to stay fearful. They want you to stay buying up everything. Why do you think all this happens towards the end of the year, towards the new year, right before tax season, everybody going out wanting to buy something and pay for all this stuff? Corporations. It's not, I'm not a conspiracist to believe that it's all this stuff. Now, it does happen, but it's just truth. We have to use wisdom. We have to educate ourselves. Quit being cows and be moved over here and moved over there by emotions. If there's some grass that's green over here, they're going to go over here. They're going to take some grass right onto the slaughter. And next thing you know, everybody having some hamburger patties because we believed everything else. Quit being so gullible. Get into your word. Get intimate with God. Build a relationship and focus on the positive things that are happening in the world. If we have nine-year-olds like Brianna Bond that are taking the natural slow way to lose weight, exercise and diet, the way that we hate, not the quick, fast, in a hurry way. No medication, no surgery, no nothing. No endorsements from Weight Watchers, no endorsements from Jenny Craig. She said, Mom, I have to do it. I'm tired of getting laughed at. I'm barely in elementary school and can't keep up playing sports, so I'm going to make a choice to be positive in this situation and change my life for the better. She expanded her life. She can live longer because she stood up and made a change and focused on the positive in her life. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to take after Brianna Bond. Shout out to her. We ain't going to give a shout out to all them folks doing some crazy stuff on these reality shows. We're going to get free from all that. We're going to do a detox today. It is 12-12-12, an experience unlike any other. Midday with your girl, Ms. J. We're going to get right back into some tracks. And then I'll be right back after this. Go ahead and call everybody. It's an extended show, so you still have time. Tell them to tune in, 714-816-4743. We'll be right back after this. got so many things to say. That's your girl, Lauren Hill, from some years back, the Unplugged Special. You have locked yourself into Midday with Ms. J, 12-12-12 Millennium Experience Special Day today, and I'm so grateful for all of you who have tuned in. That song always hits me. Y'all always wonder who they are, those of you who are conspiracists, the Illuminati. When it comes to anything to entertainment, they blame the Illuminati. That's what it is. But we don't take any responsibility for ourselves and the choices that we make. The reason why sex sells is because we're buying it. The Illuminati ain't going to force you to do nothing. The reason why the certain people are in the positions that we are, because we're sponsoring it. Every time you click on a YouTube video, every time you click on a Facebook video, every time you share a link or you repost the words, you don't even have to highlight the words or tag the words. Just you posting them on Facebook and your conversation about it helps promote what they're putting out there. I'm not a conspiracist. I know there are certain things that are going on in the world that we don't know about, that we can't control, but the only one that I'm worried about controlling me is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God, the only God who has never changed, who never will, the same God who was millions of years ago. He's the same God now, the same God that has proven himself and has not changed his mind. Y'all have experienced so much stuff, so much hell in life, people coming in your life and leaving, things working and not working, getting a great job and losing it, or getting a great job, keeping it, and they cut you, or they change you, or the company goes down. You had a good car, the car breaks down. You had a house, it needs repair, your house foreclosed. Your man left you, your children grew up, they left you. You don't have a great relationship with your parents. Your cousins come only when they want something for you. You're only on Facebook to see all the drama on there. You got friends that you don't even talk to on Facebook. People following you on Twitter, then they don't follow you on Twitter no more. People get mad at you, erase the number out the phone, then send text messages and blast you out on Facebook. But God has never changed, so why don't we try him? Why is it so hard for us to believe the word of God? Why is it so hard to believe that we deserve the best in our lives, and it's for us? It has already happened. We don't have to wait until the end of the world in order to do some great things and to talk about it. We don't have to wait till Christmas to buy somebody a gift, or Valentine's Day, or their birthday, to give a kind word and a hug. We don't have to wait till these things, but God allows these things to happen to wake you up. Because for most of us, it's not until these times that we actually do those things that he has called us to do 24/7, 365. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to give. We're supposed to not be selfish. And this is the first time that you didn't talk to your coworker because y'all forced to have a company potluck. You know your macaroni and cheese is off the chain. You ain't never shared it with your office. What's wrong with making some macaroni and cheese and say, hey, today I want to share this recipe with y'all? You never know what could happen. Somebody could say, you know what, I own a business. I own a restaurant. I want to put your recipe in my restaurant, and I'll pay for you. See, some of y'all are already thinking that that's impossible. Why are you thinking that way? Why are you believing that it could happen for somebody else, but it can't happen for you? Some of you are awesome pastry designers and cake decorators and bakers and cookers and all this other type of stuff, and the only thing you do is cook it for your family and feed yourself getting fat. And you never know, you might share it with somebody who want to invest and buy it for you. Some of you guys are awesome at the gifts and the talents that God has given you, and you sitting here waiting for a job. And God has said, I'm not going to bless you with a job because I promised to take care of all of your needs. And everything you need to have the wealth that you desire is already in you. You have to step up and step out. So sometimes he allows this craziness, like the world is going to end on 12-12-12, or the world is going to end on 12-21-12, to get you to wake up and see exactly how great you are and how precious life is, and that they ain't going to be there for you if you lose your life today or tomorrow. Tomorrow is never promised. You're waiting for this certain day, but you can lose your life this minute. That's why we get focused on God's angels and his protection and his grace and his mercy and all this great stuff. And every time it comes to the things of God, we question it. But when it comes to some craziness, we don't question it. We believe it real quick and go spend that money stocking up on toilet tissue and bottled water and light bulbs. Oh, okay, just had to vent for a minute. But we're going to continue the ODO positivity. Y'all know this is an experience unlike any other. I'm not going to do it. Those of you who are new to the show, y'all can catch me Monday through Friday, Ms. Day in the morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. We got some artists that's coming on the show, the artists that you love, the music that you request. We're also going to be on the show live for interviews, all that great stuff. But I'm definitely not going to continue in the monotony of just life. People ask, how you doing? I'm making it. I'm surviving. And that's become normal for you. For somebody to say, oh, I am great. I am awesome. And how are you? We laugh at people like that. Why is it? Why is it when we see a beautiful woman or a handsome man that's, you know, dressed to the nine and doing, oh, they, why is that it? Why is it that we're so caught up in having it started out with housewives of, I think, Orange County, moved to Beverly Hills, moved to L.A., to New York, to Miami, basketball wives, football wives. They even have baseball wives, filled with nothing but drama, everybody divorced. And we wonder why we can't keep a relationship. Who are they? They said, they posted, they were, they who? Who are the they we are talking about? What about yourself? What choices are you making regardless of what they say? Regardless of even your friends. The enemy will use the person that's closest to you to do the most harm in your life. And God will allow it to hold you accountable because you're supposed to run to him first. If you're going through some things in your life right now and you're asking God, why am I going through this? Why are you allowing this to happen? It's not because he's being mean to you, but it's because you don't even run to him or pray or talk to him until something happens. So he's like, well, the only time I get some attention and get some praise is if I got to bring you out of a crisis. Are you going to praise me in the bad times and the good times or only when something good happens after you've been through some hell? Think about it. Let's get back into some music. I'm your girl, Miss J. I'm telling you, I ain't letting go. We gonna OD on positivity. I'm gonna push you, force you. If I gotta go through hell to get better, you gonna come right along with me because I know everybody that's connected to this show is blessed and highly favored. Has some great things that's going on. Not being too churchy because right when we come back, I'm gonna talk to us church folk. There's a difference. There's a difference between us Christians and us church folk. We're gonna talk about that right when we get back. Tell everybody to tune in. You can listen on your phone. People are still calling in. Listen, if you call in and the line is busy, hang up and call right back. You have to get in where you fit in, 714-816-4743. Or if you can, get to a computer, log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions. Here's Mary Mary Superfriend, and we'll be right back after this.
The Machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. And for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police. And in the church, Lord, I'm looking at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hurts me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told, that could separate the power that you have over my soul. So stunting is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life. Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're here now. I don't know where I don't know. feeling real good, cause it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
get out my dreams.
www.lizjproductions.com. One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
God is the ruler of all things. Life ain't as hard as it seems. He said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he wants us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go. I know we have plenty more blessings.
Blessings.
Lord, I give my heart to you.
Whatever you want me to do,
I made a vow to you to be on this battlefield. Yeah, I know it's time.
I ain't worried about it. Come on.
I ain't gonna worry about the gas.
Joy I've power's calling me. He set me free. Come on, say.
I feel good.
That I feel good, yeah. Join with me. It will be fine. Come on, there. My hand go up. Come on.
Everybody who have tuned in today, we still got more time for the show. It's midday with your girl, Ms. J. 12 at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time is when we started. It's the Millennium Experience right here, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J. Productions. Y'all make sure to catch me Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here for Ms. J. in the morning. And I'm now featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my East Coast family. Those of you who tuned in to iArtistRadio, make sure you download the iTunes app. Make sure you download the iTunes app. You can listen 24/7, the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, and your girl, Ms. J in the morning, the best in morning inspiration, where we OD on positivity. My sole purpose on this show, my purpose in life is to make sure that I help, I force, I push, I probe, I encourage, I influence everyone around me to OD on positivity. That's what the world needs. What the world needs now is love. Sweet love, yeah, right. More than that, we need to OB on positivity, change our perspectives. Those of you around the world who are listening, most of us were believing the hype that the world was going to end either today or you're preparing for the world to end on 12/21/12, according to the Mayans. That's what everybody got it. The Mayans way back in ancient time, you can Google it. Everybody's talking about it, but take a look at everyone else who said it before then. We have plenty of men, even some women, plenty of leaders to stand up and say that they were God. It was their time to come and to lead the world and to let the world know that we're going to die on a certain day. And nobody stood up and was just as loud as they were to declare the word of God. That nobody knows the hour. Nobody knows the time. He's going to come like a thief in the night. You don't know when a thief is coming. You know, ain't no signs, ain't no wonders. People talk about, oh, there are birds dropping out of the sky dying. There's also a big rise in pollution, burning oil and all this crazy stuff. And because of global warming, they're trying to make everybody go green to save the earth that we have. The animals is going crazy. I'm going crazy. Your body is going crazy. Getting sick 18 times a year, you ain't never been sick before. You're gaining weight like you ain't never gained weight before. We got kids that got body parts like adults, and they ain't even in elementary school yet because of the steroids they're putting out there. Animals are eating certain things. That's why they're dropping out of the sky. That doesn't mean that, oh, God is going to kill off a whole bunch of animals. You have to use wisdom. Understand the truth. The Bible does say that in the end times there will be rumors of wars and mothers turning against daughters and, you know, you don't ain't going to be able to know the seasons and all that. So trust and believe. The time is coming, but we don't know when it's going to be. Even if it was today, you can lose your life yesterday. You could have walked outside, got hit by a car, straight bullet. Somebody could have came in and tried to rob you and took your life, but praise God that they didn't. God allows certain things like that to happen, certain things like this craziness the world is going to end to happen because some of us are stuck. Some of us are too comfortable with what's going on in life, and so we ain't did nothing. We ain't got up. We don't spend time with our family. We go to work. We go to church. We go home. Or we go to work.
We go home. We say, hey to the husband, hey to the wife, hey to the kids, peace out. You're single, you go home, you stay home, you might go out on the weekends, that's it, that's all you've been doing, you ain't going to do nothing, you get on Facebook, you get off Facebook, go to school, go to work, go home, you ain't doing nothing, ain't giving God glory, then you want to claim Christian. You want to claim that God is good in your life, and I look at you and I say, well, I don't want the God you got because you sure don't look good. And let's talk about this. Before the break, we played some awesome music. I'm not even going to go through all that. I want y'all to make sure y'all listen and support all of your local artists. Make sure you keep it locked right here, Ms. J in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. All the music we play is requested by your fellow listeners. But we're going to get talking about these Christians versus church folk. I know y'all hear me talking about that a lot. And a lot of times, you know, I was raised in the church. I'm the daughter of a preacher. So I understand the language, all this. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to say right up. I have nothing against religion. I have nothing against church. I have nothing against Christianity or any other religion that you want to hold on to. I believe religion teaches discipline and it holds people accountable. But as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, as a believer of Christ, you need relationship. And it's about relationship with God more than it is about the study of or the practice of God, which religion is. Religion is the study of and the practice of, the ritual of. I'm not too much into the rituals and the practices because they change. But the relationship that you need to have. We're not all perfect. We don't do things right all the time. But that's why I'm thankful for a God who is gracious and who's merciful, who gives me another chance. But we have to be open and we have to be honest. We have to educate ourselves and look at the next generation. They're looking at us. Look at their stimulus, their stimuli, things that are stimulating them right now, the music that is out there, the images that are out there. You're going to go and sing sweet, low, sweet chariot and throw in scriptures at them. You ain't going to catch nobody. I don't care how saved and sanctified and holy you feel you are. That's church folk. Church folk will sit there and condemn a rapper even though he's saying a positive word, using scripture, encouraging people, doing great things, but because his genre of music is hip-hop, they don't want to listen to it, don't want to play it in the church, even though there's a whole generation that only listens to that type of music. How are you going to grab somebody if you can't communicate with them and talk to them? You just going to forget about them? You're going to have the excuse, well, that's just not my calling. Those are just not my people. There's preachers, there's leaders, there's ministers out there who aren't doing anything in life. But sitting there going to a pulpit, preaching, talking to everybody, telling everybody what wrong they done did, what bad they done did, how they gonna go to sin and go, they done sinned and gonna go to hell and don't have any solutions. Well, okay, she's a prostitute, but she's also broke. She's also been abused. She's also scared and doing it by herself. She also doesn't have a job. She's very talented. So instead of calling her out and calling her a prostitute, looking at her and condemning her, what solutions are you going to give her? Yeah, he a thug and he out there and he's slanging and he doing this and he doing that and he pimping and he doing all this other type of crazy stuff, but he's also trying to take care of his family. He's also trying to take care of his neighborhood. He also made a commitment that he would not go through the same thing and do the same thing that his father did. Change your perspective. Yes, she don't listen. Yes, she's hard-headed. Yes, she runs her mouth, but she hasn't had any examples of faithfulness and truth from her parents, and you might be the one that she just don't want to deal with. Change your perspective. Even on the other side, you might have everything great going for yourself, but if you're not investing, if you're not giving back, you can lose everything in an instant. You can have the best car, the best house, the best job, and everything could be taken away from you. It's been done. So what are you doing? Are you investing? Are you saving? You look good, but you have no savings account. You have no life insurance. People are against insurance. I'm just saying prepare. I had somebody on Facebook to say, well, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and prepare anyway just in case it happens. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with preparing, but don't wait till these days to prepare. You should always be prepared for any disasters in any area. It can happen at any time. You should always have extra and to stock up, have an escape plan with your family. If there's a fire, if there's a disaster, national disaster, anything, you should have all of these plans already. Why are we waiting until a certain date that they talked about in order to get it done? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to waste my time doing it. I'm going to make sure that I live my life to the fullest until my God says that it's time for me to go. And that's my whole point on today, making sure that all of you guys do the same. ODing on positivity. Just like on our song that we had on the track we played today by Kirk Franklin, Before I Die, you got to live. Live. Get up and live right now. Right now, it's time to live. Forget tripping about it. Forget talking about it and be about it. People always say, well, it's easier said than done. Those of you who have listened before always say it's easier done than said. Have you heard that before? It's easier done than said. You ever talked about something so long and still ain't got it done? You say, well, you know what? When I get up in the morning, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this and I'm going to go there and I'm going to do that. Next thing you know, the afternoon came, say, well, it's closed now, so I'm going to go tomorrow and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to go ahead and get this done. Next thing you know, it's the evening time and you had an appointment that you forgot about. So you say, well, you know what? I'm going to do it this weekend. Next thing you know, weekend then came around and church then came, your family then came in for the weekend, and the whole week then went by. You never got done what you said you were going to get done. But as soon as it hits your mind, if you step up and you do it, it's easier done than said. I'm not going to give up on myself. I'm not going to give up on anybody else, and I'm not going to believe any report but the report of God. And my word says that there is no one on the earth that knows when the world is going to end. There is no sign. There'll be signs that it is drawing near, but nobody's going to know the exact date, and I'm not going to believe anybody to tell me to buy up nothing. I don't care where you came from, who you are. You believe what God has told you, that you are wonderful. You are awesome. It's still time for you to have everything that he has called you to have, be everything he has called you to be, go everywhere he has called you to go, have all the money he has ordained for you to have, the wealth, the riches, the wisdom, the blessings, the favor, the glory, the honor for you and your children and their children and their children's children, your entire bloodline, and you will walk in it, and you will walk in it with full hope and faith, knowing that the God you serve is a faithful God that does not change, does not lie, and will not take it back from you. We're going to get right back to some music before I end. Here's another artist, one of my favorites, my cousin, Omob, Watch Me Work. Here we go. We'll be right back after this.
My company. Guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain confetti. Yeah. All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit like Pocky. Steady enemy. How you like me now? This ain't season, no partner. This is your ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit. Hey. Killing the game. On a different team. No Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping, though. Annoying, digging head every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. Just know my father's name. Yahweh is a king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up. I got it all. No more Robert from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you a Christ son of a living God. He a Christ. The devil thought he had. Shut out the states cause his beat is kinda swag. Now you can judge me. I hit the cat daddy. Praise God. I just wanna see you happy.
Now watch me work.
Raising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop being sloppy. So I gotta say these squares are sloppy. Everything they said is fake, it's swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge inside, though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. If you don't
you don't know how to do it, you can watch me
yeah.
work.
I mean, watch me work, what does that mean, you may say? I mean, you can be working
hey.
As long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you get a job, whether you tweet,
yeah.
whether you on Facebook, whatever you
well,
do,
right.
as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they watch you, they watch him. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, so watch me work.
Now watch me work.
Hey.
Now watch me work.
Now watch me work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me
work.
Now watch me work.
Watch me work.
Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work. Watch me work. It's midday with Ms. J. 12, 12, 12. We started at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, a special experience right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are live worldwide. That means around the world, people are tuning in. Honestly, I'm getting text messages, inbox messages on Facebook, direct messages from people in South Africa, Japan, and in the UK, and I am grateful for all of you in the United States, no matter where you are, no matter how you tuned in, no matter how you're listening today, I am grateful that you did. I am grateful for the time that we have had today. We still got some more time, so I'm not going to stop. Now, we done went from, I mean, the rooter to the tutor. Those of you who know what that means, we done talked about everything under the sun. We going to continue to OD on positivity. That was old mom's watch me work. We just going to celebrate life. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. We ain't going to talk about death. It happens. It's a part of life. It happens all the time. There's a time for everything. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to grieve. There's a time to be angry sometimes. There's a time to be sad. There's a time to cry. There's a time to be depressed. But there's also a time to be joyous, a time to be happy, a time to celebrate, and the time that you have to do it, you're supposed to do it to the fullest. Don't sit here and let anybody rain on your parade. There's time for rain, but when the sun breaks free, y'all know everybody getting excited, getting in the tank tops and shorts and flip-flops and stilettos and all that great stuff. It's a time to celebrate. We're going to celebrate life. If you're living, it's time to celebrate. So let everybody watch you work. Work it. Don't wait till the new year. Don't wait till 12/21. 12, the world going in. Y'all tripping about that, thinking we finna die. We ain't going to die. Some of y'all already dead. I'm just keeping it real. Some of y'all living 37 years dead. You ain't did nothing all your life. Ain't got nothing to show for your life but a few kids. But don't even like to spend time with you because you don't even do nothing. It's time to celebrate life. Oh, mom, watch me work. So while we have some more minutes in this show, I'm so grateful. This experience was one like any other, and I said it, I claimed it, and it is so, and I'm grateful for it. Make sure y'all stay tuned Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. All of you who have called in today, I can't even call out everybody. I want to apologize real quick before we get into some more music. Those of you who called in and you got a busy signal, the best thing to do is hang up and call right back. If you can, log on and listen through your computer, blogtalkradio.com/MsJProductions. When the switchboards are lighting up, we got too many people calling at the same time. They kick some of y'all out. I apologize for that. You just got to get in where you fit in. It's bittersweet. I'm excited that y'all getting upset that you can't get in, but I'm also, you know, a little bit upset that everybody can't get in when they want to. But remember, log on to blogtalkradio.com/MsJProductions. You can also listen live on the computer as well. Those of you who called in, I'm grateful for that too. Let's get back into some more music. There's a time for everything, but in your life there is a never, ever a time to lose. No losing, but my boy Sam Collier, shout out to him, one of our supporters, our partners, the No Losing Campaign. It's a lifestyle revolution. Y'all log on to the website, find out more about him. Here we go with No Losing, and we'll be right back after this.
No losing, right?
I got my sex on the dance, but
not losing. I'm not losing. Oh, that's my jam. Y'all know y'all was singing it with me. Y'all was up moving. Sam Carter, shouts out to my boy out there in ATL. That's No Losing from the original self-titled album No Losing Volume 1. He is now on Volume 3, Watch Me Work. That is available online, nolosing.com. Volume 1, 2, and 3 is available for download for free. Yes, available to download for free. Volume 1, the entire album. Volume 2, the entire album. And Volume 3, the latest in the entire album, is available for download for free. All you have to do is log on to nolosing.com. Enter your email address. They'll email you the link. You do not sign up for anything. There's no catch. It's a lifestyle revolution. He's also one of our partners. Make sure you log on to our website, www.MizJProductions.com. Keep it locked right here on blogtalkradio.com, Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And because of all of you who support me, who continue to listen, we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is a special day. It is 12-12-12-12, the number of foundation, the number of establishment. God is establishing some things in your life. He is making a statement. He is making a move. You cannot expect God to move strategically with a checkers mentality. Those of you who understand the concept of chess, the game of chess, only certain pieces can move a certain way at a certain time. The bishops can only move a certain way. The pawns can only move a certain way. The king, the queen, all this other type of stuff. But when you play checkers, like in elementary school, you can jump people. You can go back. You can go left. You can go right. You can go forward. You can go on the color parts, the black, the red, and all this other type of stuff. And that's the way we want God to move. We want God to do it the way we want to do it, any crazy way that he can do it, so we can have what we want to have any crazy way that we can have it. And that's not how God moves. God is strategic. He is not going to do something. He is not a part of chaos. He is not a part of drama. He is not going to get you all this stuff. You're sitting here praying because you want more, but as soon as you get money, you buy a new hair and new clothes. You're not investing. You don't have a savings account. Any account that you have, you got in other people's names. As soon as you get some money, you got to go get your nails done, your shoes done, stuff that depreciates. A lot of people that win the lottery, they're broke in the first year because the first thing they do is they buy stuff that adds. They don't invest, they don't save, they don't do anything to make their money work for them. We ain't losing no more. We're changing our perspective. Make sure you log on Mondays through Fridays for Ms. J in the morning where we OD on positivity, and I'm grateful for this experience we had on today, establishing a new order with the girl Ms. J right here in the middle of the day. We started at 12 noon on Pacific Standard Time, grateful for all of you across the globe who tuned in, reestablishing your life, reestablishing your perspective, not waiting to the new year, not waiting till anybody tells you that the world is going to end, not waiting until you had enough and you just sick and tired, but moving now. God allows certain things to happen in your life because it's not until you go through drama that you get into his face and you start doing the things that he wants you to do. It's not until he has to work a miracle in your life that you start talking about him on Facebook instead of taking all the pictures of yourself thinking that you're cute. It's not until we go through any drama, any hell, any high water, that we sit here and we humble ourselves and are just thankful for the little things. It's not until we go through some pain that we actually wake up and thank God that we woke up in the morning without having any pain. It's not until he lays us out in the bed where we can't get up and got somebody to take care of us that we're thankful for our independence. So forget about the Illuminati. Forget about the government and conspiracy theories. Forget about, quote-unquote, they. Think about yourself, your perspective, and your relationship with your God. Who are you serving? Is your God money? Money is fluid. It is a currency, meaning that it's going to continue to come and continue to leave. It's never going to stay. It is never going to stop unless you allow it to. What relationship do you have with your God? Is your God shopping, clothes, material things, superficiality? Those things appreciate. Your beauty ain't going to last forever, whether you're a man or a woman. So after that happened, there's a story about a supermodel who had a stalker. She was in a domestic violence situation, and her ex-husband was stalking her and found her in a public place and threw acid on her face. And she burned. 90% of her body is burned. And now people call her ugly. But she appreciates her life and thinks that she is more beautiful now than she was before when she was doing photo shoots and all that other type of stuff. And she thanks God for that situation. It's unfortunate, but you have to think about it. Sometimes we got to go through those traumatic things in order to for God to get our attention. Now people running and praising God and can't stop talking about God because they had a near-death experience. Is it really going to take that much for you to have the life that God said you're supposed to have? Christ came that we may have life, and that more abundantly. Forget about what they did to you in that church. You don't have to go back to that church, but you don't have to turn your back on God. God's word has never changed. One thing they will not post on Facebook, one thing they will not put in the Wall Street Journal, one thing they will not put on New York Times is that the Holy Bible is still the number one seller in the world. The Holy Bible has always been the number one seller in the world. I don't care if Oprah, Dr. Phil, and Dr. Oz get together and write a book and they make number one seller in the nation, it's okay. The Holy Bible has always been and always will be at the top of the list, but they won't publish that. Like we talked about before, Brianna Bond, 9 years old, weighed 186 pounds and lost 66 pounds doing it the right way by dieting and exercise. No pills, no endorsements from any weight loss programs, no endorsements from any gyms. She didn't have any surgery. She did it the right way, 9 years old, doing what us adults are struggling to do. And they didn't post that. Everybody was talking about Basketball Wives of L.A., drama. You don't want drama in your life, but all you keep doing is feeding yourself drama. All you keep talking about is dramas. Every time you get on Facebook, it's something bad. Every time you get on Facebook, something about yourself. There are spiritual leaders, pastors, ministers, teachers, people that are guidance counselors that are out there on Facebook. All you can talk about is yourself, where you talk about some stupid stuff, where you're too deep for anybody to even understand you. And all people really want to do is hear you be positive, give a giving and loving and sharing a word that's going to change their life. Those of you who are looking for that, make sure you stay locked in right here with Ms. J. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, Ms. J in the morning, where we OD on positivity. You will never get any drama, no bad news. You only get the best in inspirational news, inspirational events, and inspirational music. Shout out to everybody who continues to support and invite me. You want booking information, want me to show up to your event, make sure you log on to my website, MizJProductions.com, MizJProductions with an S.com. Make sure you stay locked. We got updates, new things going on with the company. Follow me on Twitter, become my friend on Facebook. Get to know me. Build a relationship. I answer back. I talk back, y'all. You can go ahead and call our office at 209-286-MizJ. You want to make any requests, have any positive words to say, go ahead and hit us up, area code 209-286-MizJ, which is 6495. I'm grateful for this time today. I know that I gave y'all something to help you go through on top. There's no losing. Go watch me work. No losing, Sam Collier. Watch me work by Omaz. God's Got It by Jay Moss. Before I Die, You Gotta Live Right Now by Kirk Franklin. We doing it big right here. Midday with your girl, Ms. J. I'm going to leave you with this track. Oh, it's so awesome. I know this is what we need to do, be professionals about it. It's my boy, Caden Jones, doing it big, the next generation doing it big. I'm telling you, we're going to have an awesome time coming in the new year. Before the year is up, we got some more surprises for y'all. All of our listeners, make sure you tell everybody to tune in every time we come online. Be the first to find out what's going on right here on the show. I love you guys. I love all of you. I'm grateful for all of you. It's because of you that I'm able to do what I do, and I'm going to continue to do it. I ain't giving up. We ain't going to stop. Y'all wondering why I do it because I'm a professional. This is praise. This is my boy, Kent Jones, the professional praiser. Make sure you tune in the morning right here, blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions. We are live, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you call in. You can listen on your phone by dialing 714-816-4743. And that's Monday through Friday. You can catch me, Ms. J, in the morning where we OD on positivity. Make sure y'all do something great for yourself. Do something greater for the God you serve. Be a professional about it. Here's your boy, Kenton Jones, the professional. Watch me go with it. I'm a pro with it. I'm a professional praiser. Talk to you in the morning. I love you. It's your girl, Ms. J.
Watch this.
Go ahead and give it a try. I'm a pro, that's for sure with it.